Good morning, good noontime, good midday, good noon 30, good afternoon, good day, good evening, good night, good midnight, whatever time of day it is. I want you to know, hey, I'm Lynn Ferguson, and I approve this message. I'm Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show, and I welcome you this time on Lynn Spins. It's a podcast dedicated to Black life in America and all over the world in music. So today we'll be discussing the Monique / Taraji P. Henson situation. Once you know more or even what it's about, well, you just sit back, relax, grab a snack, and let's jump in. Lynn's. Vince. So it's been revealed by Taraji P. Henson that there is a pay disparity when it comes to Black people, specifically Black women in the, you know, movie making industry. Does it sound familiar? Does it sound like something you heard before? I'll give you a minute. Did you get it? Monique? You heard Monique say this before? And everybody... Yeah, that's what happened. Okay. I just wanted to make certain we were all up to speed and we're not living in, like, you know, some alternate universe, some parallel where, you know, the Mandela effect is the only explanation for why, you know, something is not in our history. Like, what is going on? So... And I love Taraji, you know, I don't love her, but, like, you know, I do like her work and I think she's very, very talented. Don't want to take anything or try to take anything away from her, but it has to be because she's light skinned. It has to be because she's light skinned that people are so willing to back her and not Monique. Because it's just weird to me that Monique came out with all of this. And all of y'all acted so drove. Like, y'all acted so damn drove, it wasn't even fucking funny. Like, I was so disappointed in the Black community because it's just like, what? Are we serious? Are you really serious? Monique came out and said this shit and everybody just, like, condemned her. They called her everything under the sun. They tried to tear her marriage apart with her husband. You know, I mean, she wanted her husband to be the head of what was going on and to manage her and this, that, and the third. And in an era where, you know, that's being praised by so many. You know, because women just don't know their place and this, that, and the third. She was being condemned for allowing her husband to lead. It's just crazy. It was absolutely ridiculous. And people kept talking all this shit about how... It's like, one of the people who commented on Taraji's post is Steve Harvey. Talking about some, she's not lying, or it's the truth, or that's what's going on in this industry. When we all saw him just before his show got taken down, go off on Monique. He went off on Monique for saying what she said. And he said that you were, he basically made it seem as though she was being a bad seed. You know what I'm saying? And it's something that I go through a lot as a Black transgender woman. I always am seen as doing too much or being too much or not knowing when to this, that, and the third and going too far. And it's just like, I'm always wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's never a moment that I can be right in what I'm going through in my plight that I struggle with. You know, all this other shit, you know, with people who and what they want to do to me because of who I am, you know? I've got people actively, like, trying to sabotage me everywhere I turn, you know? And when I fight against it, you know, or complain about it, then it's, oh, well, you just need to get tougher skin and you're going to go through this, that, and the third. And you, you're being a problem. You're being problematic and this, that, and the third. And it just upsets the shit out of me because it's like, It's always so easy to blame the person who's complaining about something, but it's never easy to take a step back and say, you know what? We don't live in a fair world. Maybe this is, maybe you are right. Maybe people are, you know, discriminating against you. Maybe people are doing things adverse to your existence on a regular basis. Maybe people are making it difficult for you to live. But we as Black people, we can see it for ourselves all day, but we could never see it for anybody else. Unless they fit every single, unless they have a check mark in every single box that we need them to have a check mark in to be able to make it so that, you know, we understand that this, okay, this is a person I approve of being oppressed. We have to approve of somebody's oppression. It upsets the crap out of me. Because it's just like, people will sit here and deny you your struggle. Just like people, we see Indian people and other people from other countries and cultures denying us our struggle as Black people every day. There are so many Black people who will deny me my struggle because I'm trans and say, oh, you don't go through that. People who will deny Monique her struggle because she's dark skinned and she's being a squeaky wheel. Oh, she ain't going through that. Oh, she's rich. We don't care. But when Taraji comes out and says it, I mean, what's the difference? No, it's not 2017 no more, but was that really 2016? But was that really the reason that y'all didn't let Monique say what she had to say? It just really upsets me because it's like y'all pick and choose who you want to listen to or who you want to represent this, that, and the third. Just like that lady getting hit with that brick. You pick and choose who you want to represent, who you want to defend, who you want to protect, who you want to this, that, and the third. Excuse me. Y'all pick and choose. It's ridiculous. And you wonder why we continue to go through the stuff that we go through. Because they see us as on the same level that you see the worst of us. The worst of us, people who you think are the worst of us as Black people or as whoever, they see all of us the same. That exact same way that you see the worst of us. Or who you want to call the worst of us. And that's what I was going to be getting. Y'all don't seem to understand that. You know, we got bitches out here want to vote for Trump. Bitches out here want to be Republican. Bitches out here want to vote against their best interests on a regular basis. Oh, they hate the gays. They hate the this. They hate the that. Okay. But the same people who, have you noticed that the same people who hate the gays and hate this and hate that, hate women, hate this, hate that, hate Black people. Have you noticed that? Want to kill Palestinians. Want to colonize the whole fucking world like Congo. Like, have you noticed that? Y'all noticed that, right? Like, your hatred is so ridiculous, it don't even make sense. It literally don't make sense. Because you're discriminating against your own self. Because you can't seem to put us in the same category. Meanwhile, they already did it. Meanwhile, they already did it. They already put us in the same category. You don't have to do it. You could take your sweet little time and roll over your grave and still not be able to do it. Meanwhile, what probably took you to your grave? Same thing that took the other person who you couldn't categorize yourself with because they already did it. It just upsets the crap out of me because y'all sit here and you all go against your best interests every day. Every fucking day. Every fucking day. I mean, it's just, the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Y'all be so stupid, a lot of y'all. Oh my goodness, it just don't make no sense to me. Like, I mean, how are you gonna let Taraji say this shit and Monique said this shit back in 2016-17? And y'all gave her hell. You all condemned that woman so bad. You wished blacklisting on her. Like, I mean, everything. And since then, what has happened? You found out Oprah ain't shit. You found out Tyler Perry ain't shit. You found out all these other fucking people who she was talking about and who she set out, Steve Harvey ain't shit. They ain't shit. Lee Daniels came out and apologized to Monique. T.S. Madison kind of facilitated that. Shout out. I just had to come here and let y'all know real quick. how dumb a lot of us are, because this don't make no damn sense. It just, I had to speak on it, because I started a Facebook group called Let's Speak with Monique. Putting up all of her, I didn't keep up with it, I'll be honest, trying to put up all her shows and stuff and let people know where her gigs were and stuff like that, because we were, as the Black community, I felt like we needed to keep her going, because to keep her booked and in business and this, that, and the third, because they was going against this woman like crazy. But hey, I'm your host, Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, here on the show, and I welcome you next time. We jump in, Lynn's Bins.